This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
Right across from me, Megan, how are you?
Doing well. How are you today?
Doing great, doing great. And then right next to you is John Cassidy. John, how are you?
Good to see you again, Mike. It's been a while since we've seen each other face to face.
It's been decades, sir. Glad to see you again.
Absolutely.
At least 2 years.
Absolutely.
At least 2 years. So I'm asking everybody, hey, before we start, how's it being back in person? What's that like? I know it's, for some people it might be a little weird. For some people it's like, oh my gosh, hallelujah. So what are you guys? How does it feel for you guys to be back in person? Megan, I'll let you go first.
A little bit of both.
Okay.
Really excited to see people.
Yeah.
I forgot how much I love seeing people. Also like unwinding some anxiety from the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Of being kind of isolated.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fun. It's really fun.
It is. John, fun?
I'm very fun for me, Mike.
Good.
I've been on the road quite a bit since things opened back up.
Yeah.
Back in May we started, and so I don't have as much anxiety as Megan, but I'll tell you what I still have struggle with. It's that, do we do a handshake or fist bump?
I know, or elbow. Yeah.
That's a little awkward still, but I think we've all got to figure out how to work through that. But just the energy of being back in D.C. for GAC, it's been incredible. I feel like I've been here for a week already.
Me too. Yeah, but it's such a positive vibe here, so it's really, really cool to see. So, all right, hey, let's talk about the topic at hand, shall we? Keene Mutual Credit Union System Support and Advocacy. So, Megan, I'm going to start with you, ladies first.
Thanks.
So I understand Keene Mutual Group's advocacy on behalf of the credit union system extends far beyond this week, Can you talk about your company's credit union advocacy work? What's going on there?
Absolutely. Thanks for the question.
You are welcome.
Thank you for letting us be here today.
Oh my gosh.
This is a privilege. I didn't say that before. You know, as much as I think that we advocate on behalf of credit unions,
mm-hmm.
I'll emphasize that we advocate by standing next to credit unions while they advocate.
Okay.
And what's top of mind for credit unions is what's top of mind on advocacy issues for CUNA Mutual too. And it's been that way for a very long time. Today, some of those top issues that we're working with credit unions on, data privacy, you hear that one everywhere you go.
Oh yeah.
You know, I like to think of financial services, credit unions, CUNA Mutual, banks, as original defenders of consumer information.
Mm-hmm.
We've been doing
mm-hmm.
this for a really long time. You're seeing all these bills pop up all over the place looking to add new restrictions on that.
Mm-hmm.
We're not really the industry that needs to be corralled further. And so we've been working really productively with leagues from different states, credit unions from different states, to make data privacy bills a little bit better and a lot more workable for credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
Proud to be at the table for that one. Interchange,
mm-hmm.
I think over the course of my career at CUNA Mutual, we've seen that issue kind of ebb and flow.
Oh, yeah.
Feels like it's bubbling back up to the
mm-hmm.
surface
mm-hmm.
again. CUNA Mutual has been standing next to CUNA as they launch a initiative to preserve the interchange system, contributing, you know, money, but also advocacy, strategy, and things like that to their effort. Financial inclusion is an issue that we work closely with credit unions
mm-hmm.
on. It's big for CUNA Mutual Group. It's big for credit unions, and we're right there. I think CDFIs are one important example of good financial inclusion advocacy wins over the last couple of years. So CDFIs have this phenomenal track record, right, of taking limited government dollars and just launching them into the communities where they're needed the most. We decided alongside Inclusive and with some others in the credit union movement, how do you make that even better? You increase the pot of that money. And over the course of the pandemic, what had historically been a couple hundred million dollars in that fund is now a historic $12 billion credit unions and CDFIs can take into communities.
Yeah.
Huge, and now we're working with Inclusive and others too to increase the number of credit union CDFIs who
mm-hmm.
can take advantage and help the folks who need that money the most. Last one, I would be remiss if I did not mention the tax issue. It's evergreen. We were right there with credit unions a few years ago when federal tax reform was debated. You know, that fight has now transitioned to states and, you know, in places like Iowa where there have been really bad banker-led bills. We've been standing with credit unions, you know, contributing money, advocacy support. We actually have a couple hundred employees in the state of Iowa, and so sent a lot of grassroots letters in from those employees, and even went to Des Moines with the Iowa Credit Union League
mm-hmm.
and hiked the hill, and were successful a couple years ago, and I mean that battle's continued in Iowa and in other states, but really what's top of mind for credit unions is what's top of mind for CUNY Mutual. Mm-hmm.
No doubt. Oh, well said, well said. And John, coming to you on this one. So many credit union leaders are surprised to know just how much support you guys provide for the industry as a strategic partner. Can you share some of the ways CUNY Mutual supports the system?
Absolutely, Mike. I could talk about this all day.
You can.
It's one of the things that makes me really proud to work at CUNY Mutual Group. It's not just the great products and services and experiences that credit unions expect from us. It's what do we do in addition to that? So just to give you some perspective, over the last 5 years, we've given $149 million back to the credit union system.
Goodness.
In a number of different initiatives. You know, some of the big ones, you might have just seen the recent announcement about the $1 million contribution we made for financial well-being for all. I mean, that aligns so closely with our purpose that a brighter financial future should be accessible to everybody. So when we talked with the foundation about it, it was a no-brainer, right? It's what credit unions do. So that's one that's new that we're really excited about. We were at the World Council event last night, and we were the presenting sponsor by way of the $1 million match that we challenged to credit unions last year for their Bridge the Gap campaign. I mean, they're trying to help cooperative finance worldwide. Mm-hmm. And we don't have a lot of customers, you know, internationally. We've got some Caribbean operations, but for us, it's just the right thing to do.
I agree.
For our place in the world, right?
Yeah.
So there was that one. You know, we have such great partnerships with the leagues and CUNA and NAFQ. I mean, dollars go into that support as well. The advocacy work, there's dollars for advocacy that go into that. You know, on the educational front, CUES, huge partnership with CUES and the great work they do. Filene, we do quite a bit of partnership with Filene. We were one of the first to ever sponsor one of their consumer centers, and we just signed up for our second one last year for Financial Lives in Transition. And this is hot off the press and not even announced yet, but we're working with them on a research report for small credit unions. How can we check in with these thriving small credit unions, take their best practices and share that out with other small credit unions so that they can continue to thrive as well?
Let me know when that's done, because I would love to have you guys and maybe some of the credit unions on.
Absolutely.
That participated.
We'd love to talk about it.
Awesome story.
So small credit union support's another big one for us. We sponsored the small credit union roundtable here yesterday. Did a few scholarships through CUNA to get some smaller credit union leaders to GAC. And we just released a white paper yesterday really on talent and how to, we commissioned it in partnership with the CUNA Small Credit Union Group, how to keep talent and bring in new talent. So hope that gives you a nice flavor. We're doing a lot of support financially. And there's a lot of other things that go along with it that I know we'll talk about in a few minutes.
Ah, good, good, good. And Megan, coming back to you. Why does CUNY Mutual Group advocate for credit unions? What's your why here? I mean, I think the answer is pretty obvious, but I want to get your take.
Yeah, I'll start with a trivia point for you. You probably know the answer to this did you know? We'll do it that way.
Okay.
Instead of a
did
question. Did you know that it was credit unions that formed CUNY Mutual Group in the 1930s? So that means a little bit of rounding here. But we're coming up on nearly a century of having partnered with credit unions. And when your partner needs help, whether it's, you know, banker attacks on the tax status or crushing regulatory burden, you, CUNY Mutual Group, helps your partner. And John's already said this, but under Bob Trunzo's leadership at CUNY Mutual, we're on a mission to make a brighter financial future accessible to everyone. Why do we advocate for credit unions? Because we know that credit unions are critical to that mission. Mm-hmm. When credit unions are successful, members and entire communities are successful too. And so that motivates our advocacy here this week at GAC, but every other week of the year too.
Yeah, yeah, it's not just this week.
No.
It's like we said, it goes far beyond this conference for sure. And John, in addition to the financial support that you guys provide, you guys also provide some expertise on some key industry initiatives. Can you provide a few examples of those?
Absolutely, Mike. You know, it's not just about writing a check to support these important initiatives.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we roll up our sleeves and do the work with credit unions. And I'm so proud of so many of my colleagues that want to jump in and do this and make a difference in addition to their day jobs, right? So a couple examples I can go through with you. The first one is, you know, Megan touched on CDFI. So we helped with the advocacy to get that $12 billion into the CDFI fund. What we also did, we partnered with Inclusive on an awareness campaign to help more credit unions realize that they could be eligible for CDFI certification. So our local sales teams worked with credit unions to kind of put them in touch with Inclusive. Mm-hmm. One of the other cool things we did was we had a couple of employees at CUNY Mutual Group that gave a portion of their time over a 6-month engagement to help Inclusive build a more repeatable process so we could get more credit unions CDFI certified faster.
Wow.
And the number that Inclusive shared with us, when this started, there was about 300 CDFIs. Mm-hmm. The last number I saw, we're up to 461. And this work started early summer of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been, you know, a year and a half, and, and look how much we've grown already. So that's one example.
Okay.
You know, I think another one where just we harness the energy of our employees, it's the DEI. And some of the organizations that are just really doing DEI well in the credit union space. We've been on our journeys really since 14 was when we really started getting intentional about DEI, but our partnerships with the AACUC, NELCUP, I believe we were the first corporate partner to sign up with NELCUP. We are a member of the Credit Union DEI Collective.
Mm-hmm.
Our employees come in and work on, they serve as panelists, they help prepare for meetings, they do facilitation, all sorts of things. So when one of those leaders from one of those organizations calls me, I know there's a whole group of people I can reach out to that are gonna say, absolutely, I'm in. And it's just, it's so cool to be part of an organization where the employees want to make a difference too.
Yeah, you guys are everywhere.
It is, and it's, you know, I'm just so proud of the colleagues I have because everybody wants to get involved and we find ways to help them do that because it helps us with retention too, right?
Like,
when you have purpose in your job and you see how it contributes to the bigger picture beyond what you do day to day, I mean, we just got some employees that are really excited about the work that we do together.
That's great to hear.
Partnerships with credit unions and all of our system partners.
Yeah, when you have purpose, there's that passion that goes along with it. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, and that's and then probably job satisfaction goes along with that as well. It goes right through the roof for sure.
So one other I don't want to miss, Mike, while we're on the topic. Credit union awareness. The credit union awareness program started as Open Your Eyes. You know, I didn't talk about the financial contribution. I saved that one. You know, we've given $3 million to that over 3 years.
Wow.
But it's not, again, not just the dollars. Like, we've linked Chris Lawrence and team up with some of our marketing leaders. We've shared intelligence. Our multicultural center of expertise has shared some of our multicultural insights as we think about how we market to the changing consumer that credit unions are trying to reach. We've got a seat on the board of directors. And then I've been a member of the steering team since probably 2017. And just, again, using the intel and the expertise from our employees, feeding it back to help advance that forward. And it's been pretty nice to see the progress that's made. It's, you know, it's moving the needle slowly, but we knew this wasn't going to be fast.
Yeah.
I mean, we're trying to build brand awareness for a whole category that a lot of people didn't give a lot of time to. So I think they're doing some phenomenal work, and it's been fun to be a part of that as well.
That's good stuff. I think the more opportune question here is, what are you not doing? Because I think the answer is much shorter there than what are you doing. But that bodes, I mean, that says a lot for what you guys are doing. So, because you guys, like I said, you guys are everywhere, doing everything, supporting so many organizations, supporting so many initiatives. It's really fantastic to see, and it just really keeps this industry driving, moving forward. So it's really cool to see. So,
and you know, Mike, we feel it's our duty to give back to the credit union system. Like, we were born out of the credit union system.
Yeah,
Megan, you know, mentioned 1935, we were found by credit unions. So at CUNA Mutual, we just take it as our duty to help make sure we're doing our part to make sure the system just continues to thrive, serve more people, because we know credit unions do it best.
Yep. It's in your DNA. Anything else
Absolutely.
To add? Megan, anything else to add here?
I don't think so. Thank you.
Are you sure?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
John, anything to add?
No, we really appreciate having us, Mike. It's great to see you again. Great to be here at GMC.
Yeah.
And hopefully this is the start of everything getting somewhat back to normal.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I think things are looking... They're looking a little brighter. Yeah, definitely a little brighter. Yeah, so hopefully, we're on the backside of this thing for sure. So, all right, guys, well, I'm going to let you get back to work. Thank you so much for hanging out here for a few minutes on the couch, and appreciate the input, and also appreciate all the work and the effort that you guys do for this industry. It's second to none, so keep it up, and look forward to the next conversation.
Our pleasure.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, well done. There they are, all stars from CUNA Mutual Group. Well done, guys.
Well done.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.